neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The question that is asked, as far as his uncle Laban, what type of person he was? Tzaddik?
No.
He was not tzaddik? So now, if he is sent to such a sneaky person, should he be prepared when he arrives there? No? Obviously, like let's say, when it's cold outside, the parents make sure that their children are dressed well. Or let's say, if God forbid, somebody needs to attend at the court, not for anyone, so the lawyer will prepare him, right? So now here, the question that is asked, we don't see really that neither Rivka Imenu or Yitzhak Avinu, they're trying to warn Yaakov that what's going to be.
But he learned 14 years before he gets there.
Well, maybe that was his own decision, no? But we don't see any sign that his parents, they informed them that what a machmaseh is going to get into.
But he learned Torah at home, so he knew.
So if he learned Torah at home, so what's the reason that he had to go to a special yeshiva for 14 years?
To get more better ready.
Again. Our point is about the parents. Did they tell him anything?
No.
They didn't?
Yes.
They did? No.
They didn't.
So now here we have a pasuk that at the time that they're sending him, it says that Yitzhak, his father, sent them to the city of Padan Aram to Laban, that is his uncle, the brother of Rivka, the mother of Yaakov and Esav. Remember this pasuk? It's okay. Now, if you don't remember, so now the question is, why has to mention that the uncle is a brother of his mother? Is that how usually is? No, the brother is the uncle, no? And not only that, the mother has two kids. It's one is Yaakov and one is Esav. We knew about this before or we didn't know? So why the Torah has to mention all of these details? So we have to see what Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom was thinking when he was going to his uncle. Did he know that his uncle is sneaky?
Sure he did.
But still he went.
Yeah. Why?
But logically, he should have hesitated to go. Yeah. Because it's like to go into the mouth of the lion. Right? He said, no, why should I? There is a famine of finding a soulmate.
I
find it anywhere. I'm sorry?
I said you always listen to advice of your parents. You should always listen.
If they, God forbid, if they say, jump from the roof.
No, you shouldn't listen. No, you shouldn't listen.
They don't? They say similar things to that. They say similar things to that. Whatever form that you are. So now here is a very beautiful point. And that is, Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom was aware that what type of character his uncle has. Very sneaky and very sharp. But he said to himself, if my uncle has a sister What's her name? Rivka Imenu. Is she tzaddiket or not?
Yes.
So, what's to worry about? If he has such a sister, so it's okay. So now, his father prepared him. How did he prepare him? Because he knew, Yitzchak Avinu, his father knew what he's thinking. So he told them, your uncle has a sister, and that is your mother. And she's righteous, tzaddiket, holy. But she has two sons. One is you, and the other one? Esav. So what does that mean? If Rivka Imenu, she is such a tzaddiket, why she should have a son like Esav? Wicked.
Abba is not going to say such a thing to his son.
He did. That's what here the Torah is mentioning that when he was just about to leave his house, his parents' house, so he told them exactly what I mentioned to you. He's Achir Ivra. Your uncle is brother of your mother. And your mother has two sons. It's Yaakov Esav. And it's an unbelievable thing. You look at Rashi HaKadosh. Rashi HaKadosh says, I don't know what this is supposed to teach us. Not at all.
God teach us that the impurity of the Rivka on the side of his brother is in Esav. So on your side, the Satmanut of the mother and the Zafut that she has is yours.
No, not at all. One more time.
It's up to you which path you take.
One more time.
It's up to you which path you take. You could be
Satmanut. Not for anyone. God forbid. You have to go see a doctor. Say amen.
Amen. Amen.
So now one of the questions that they ask, God forbid, if it's a serious matter, they ask you, is this problem is genetic? Have you had this matter in your family, your father, grandfather? Why do they ask this? Why do they ask this?
Because when somebody in the family has such a thing, the chance of getting it is higher than another.
That's what Yitzchak Avinu told Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom. That, of course, you, the outcome of your tzaddik edima, but still, the residue was not cleaned up. The pesodet is called. So that means when you go there, don't be so sure and comfortable that he's not going to do anything to you. So he prepared him because he might have think, oh, my mother is tzaddiket. So what I need to worry about anything. But here we see all these little details. It's like Avinu Alav Shalom was so chacham. So he told them, no, that's not how it works. You're going to go there, you're going to be affected by it. And the same way that the outcome of your mother from this family, it's you and your brother, you have to be very, very cautious that Chas v'Shalom, same thing would not happen to you. And that means that slight getting out of the road and thinking, you know, so what's a big deal? You know, they eat, we eat the same thing. They go, we do the same thing. So what's a big deal? What's the problem? But here you see, no, that's not how it works. That Rivka Imenu Alav Shalom, even though that age of 3 years old, he came out of that house, but the steam was not totally cleaned up. And that's what the Esav came about. And that's what you have to be very cautious. And Chas v'Shalom would not be careless. And Chas v'Shalom would think, you know, so what's the big deal? What difference does it make? So, God forbid. And that's what exactly we see as a be careless and cause that he will influence him. And that's what exactly we see how it's delicate in our time that you know, all these customs that is going around and all the attitude that people have, Yehudi might think, you know, okay, what's the big deal? You know, there's nothing wrong with it. But the fact of the matter here is, that's not so, because that's what exactly.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.